Please welcome Charles Lerman.
All right, we are here to radicalize our thinking. Since we've been hearing so much about radicalization of everything else and every other kind, I thought about radicalizing my thought. And what does that mean? And the first thing it means is to mind my own business, to not worry about what you're doing. And if I can start doing that, then I have so much more freedom and time to take care of my life. And I do some speaking around, and the first time I shared this idea, I was candidating for a position in Oceano. And it was during the time that Prop 8 was being advertised and voted on, and I said at group level like this, if you don't believe in gay marriage or gay relationship, don't have one. And it was a pretty open-minded group, and it was that kept me from being hired to do whatever they wanted me to do at that time. But I'm saying it now too, is that minding my own business is, if I'm attracted to a woman, then that's my business. If you're not attracted to a woman and you're a man and you're attracted to a man, that's your business and has no effect on me at all. And yesterday I broke a rule and I watched, it kind of was in front of me at the gas station, they had a TV on. And there were some political debates happening, and I was thinking about the couple of minutes that I heard of, don't these people have a mother or a sister or a beloved or a somebody that's a female? And how could they talk about what they're talking about? And I got jacked up for a minute. And I've really been working on trusting the process for everything. About 5 years ago, I started a faith walk. And all my outside stuff went away. I had a near-death experience. I was heavily invested in real estate, selling aircraft. My vision went away. My wife sent me a note. She wanted a divorce, an email. And once all that dropped away, life was different for me. Like for me now, my job, my full-time job, is to be on call for the planet, for anybody who crosses my path, and whatever you need. And I went to a funeral last week for the best friend of my father since they were 5 years old. And I went in support of his wife and kind of representing my family. And after the funeral was over, the wife of the deceased said to me, why don't you do something that we can be proud of you for? And had it not been at the funeral, can I cuss here? Okay. If it wasn't for the fact that she was burying her husband, I would have told her to fuck off. And I still may, now that it's after. But I was thinking about that, and again, minding my own business, what is it that I'm proud of? And I thought, you know, I'm going to be 60 in the next few months. I weigh exactly what I weighed when I was on the varsity swimming team in high school. And I wasn't always that. I was 80 pounds more at one point. I don't take any drugs of any kind. I have definitely used the drugs Michael was talking about for quite some time and got enlightened and then realized that that doesn't feel right in my life. So I don't do that anymore. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I care about people. I'm a transformational coach, as was said here. I work mostly with women on healing wounds and sexual healing and sexual boundaries and goals and desires and couples with that. And I'm a dad of three sons and a grandfather of two little ones. And I'm really proud of my life. And this lady buried her husband, and I got to see him in the casket, and they buried him with a remote control. And it's, you know, and the whole family laughed at that. But for me, that was evidence to he was a multimillionaire, and his biggest thing was sitting around watching TV. And I will not, first of all, I don't need to be buried. But second of all, I won't be buried with a remote control in my hand. My goal is to help people achieve happiness, no matter what is going on. And I discovered that, I don't know, maybe because all of my outside stuff changed and went away. And somebody said to me, they were complaining about something like that their 401k was down to $1 million and their paid for house in Topanga Canyon was only worth $700,000 or $900,000. And how were they ever going to live? Because she was 50. And I said, you know, I have 27 cents in my pocket, well, to my name at the time, and I'm happier than you are. And she said, teach me how to be happy. And so I started doing things called the Happiness University and happiness coaching and transformational coaching, because people are hypnotized, it seems. And I don't have a career now or a retirement or really even any future financially. And yet, well, most of the time I'm not worried. And to be able to come here and share, and I do a video blog that I'm just experimenting with, and sharing, like when the news happened a couple of Wednesdays ago in Southern California, I climbed to the top of Bishop's Peak and made a video up there. And that's what started it, really. And then watching the hawks fly below me on Bishop's Peak and do what hawks do. And they weren't the least bit afraid of what happened in San Bernardino. They didn't even give it a second thought, or maybe they did, I don't care. But from my vantage point, they were testing the span of their wings and how they could adjust the wingtips to do certain flights, and kind of like Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And yesterday, there was some stuff going on for me, and I walked up where Sycamore Hot Springs is, a trail called Sycamore Canyon. And it's almost 2 miles, steep 2 miles. And I got to the top and I made another video, but the most important part of that was for me, at almost 60, I walked up there full speed. I got to the top, there's not an ache in my body. Like I said, I don't take a drug for anything. And I got up there and I was breathing in and out and the beautiful view of Avila. And I thought, you know, I learned this new place in my life, and there's no job description for it, but it saved my life just in the nick of time.